Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, and happy 44th birthday to Atlanta's own Jeezy. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Downtown Woodstock will kick off with Woodstocktoberfest Saturday. Canton police to begin automated school zone speed enforcement. Governor Kemp called in an early November special legislative session for redistricting. Georgia 20 widening on track to finish first phase by the end of 2022, according to GDOT. Cherokee Fire looks to increase staffing and earn accreditation. And finally, a man was charged with breaking into 11 cars and stealing guns in Cherokee County. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Woodstocktoberfest, Visit Woodstock's take on Oktoberfest, is coming to downtown Woodstock starting Saturday and runs through October 3rd. Participating restaurants will offer Bavarian food and beverage specials during the event. Some restaurants will offer specials during the week and on the weekends, and others will offer specials only on the weekends. The festival kicks off at 11 a.m. Saturday with a keg-tapping tour featuring Woodstock Mayor Donnie Enriquez. At 11 a.m., Enriquez will tap a keg at Reformation Brewery, followed by a keg-tapping upstairs at the Daily Draft at 11:30 a.m. At noon, the mayor will tap the keg at Copper Coin Coffee, and he'll be at Prime 120 to tap their keg at 12:30. Participating businesses include the Blue Ghost Arcade, Copper Coin, The Daily Draft, Freight Kitchen and Tap, Mad Life Stage and Studios, Prime 120, Pure Taqueria, Real Seafood, The Reeves House, Reformation Brewery, Queenie's Barbecue, Truck and Tap, and Woodstock Beer Market. Traffic cameras will soon go live near Cherokee High School and Canton Police's efforts to curb speeding in school zones. Automated speed detection devices will go live October 4th, Canton Police Department announced on Thursday. The cameras will operate on all school days from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 3 to 4 p.m. to enforce the school zone speed limit of 35 miles per hour on Marietta Highway. The cameras will target the most egregious speeders exceeding more than 11 miles per hour over the 35-mile-an-hour school zone speed limit. The enforcement program uses multidimensional radar that tracks and monitors up to 350 cars simultaneously, the department said, and is accurate within 0.1 miles per hour. Detailed maintenance and testing logs are maintained at all times, and no speeding tickets are issued within any possible margin of error. A 30-day warning period will begin October 4th after the system in front of Cherokee High School goes live. After the warning period, fines are $75 for the first violation and $125 for subsequent citations. Payments for citations can either be made by mail, online, or by phone.
Representative democracy in USA. We elect legislators. That's how laws are made. 435 reps in Congress means 435 districts among us. But how do we decide who represents who? We draw lines on a map. That's what we do.
The General Assembly will meet November 3rd to begin a special session to redraw Georgia's congressional and legislative districts. Governor Brian Kemp announced the date for the session in a proclamation late Thursday. Under Georgia law, the legislature must adopt new district boundaries every 10 years to account for population shifts reflected in the U.S. Census. Two legislative committees, one from the Georgia House of Representatives and one from the State Senate, held hearings across the state during the summer to gather public feedback ahead of drawing the new maps. With dramatic growth having occurred in Metro Atlanta and some parts of North Georgia since 2010, the maps also are expected to shift more legislative districts north of I-20. Rural counties in the southern half of the Peach State likely will see a reduction in the number of districts, reflecting losses in population sustained by those areas. The special session likely will run at least into the week of Thanksgiving.
Welcome to the internet.
Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first.
A group of Cherokee County teachers earned honors from Microsoft. Here's reporter Matt Golden with that story.
27 Cherokee County School District teachers and staff have been named to the 2021-2022 class of Microsoft Innovative Educator Experts. And CCSD Instructional Technology Specialist Mary Hoffmeister was one of only 32 educators in the U.S. and three in Georgia named a Microsoft Innovative Educator Fellow. The tech company annually selects an MIEE cohort of several hundred elite educators, support staff, and school leaders considered to be among the best in the nation at understanding how technology can improve learning. As experts, they receive access to new instructional resources and can participate in an exclusive online group for sharing best practices. Hoffmeister's fellowship was awarded by Microsoft based on her demonstrated leadership and excellence as a MIEE through coaching, mentoring, leading professional development, and presenting at conferences. Fellows are considered experts in technology integration by their peers and are called upon to share their knowledge with other educators. We are inspired by these passionate educators who have worked hard to earn a place in this program, said Anthony Salcito, Microsoft Vice President for Education. Their hard work is reflected in improved learning outcomes for their students and increased focus on future-ready skills. Superintendent Brian Hightower said CCSD Chief Information Officer Bobby Blunt, who was named to the list, leads by example in ensuring he and his technology team stay current on top tools and teaching techniques and by providing outstanding training to CCSD teachers and support staff. We have a world-class technology program due to the dedication of Bobby and his staff and the willingness of our teachers and staff to continue their own learning and put it to use in support of our students, Mr. Hightower said. We live in a technology-rich world, and it's critically important that our students graduate ready to navigate and thrive in that world, both in their careers and their lives overall. Congratulations and thank you to all of our MIE experts, and special kudos to Mary, who is known among our teachers as the best of the best and now has an official badge celebrating that hard-earned status. For an entire list of Cherokee's MIE experts, please visit thetribuneledgernews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, this is community reporter Matt Golden.
Drivers along Highway 20 near I-575 in Canton will continue to navigate orange traffic barrels and lane shifts several more months. But a GDOT representative says the Highway 20 widening project in the area is still on track to be completed on time. GDOT spokesman Joe Schulman says the first phase of the Highway 20 widening project from Scott Road to 575 is set to be completed by the end of 2022. The approximate one-mile stretch from Scott Road to 575 is the initial phase in a multi-year plan to widen the entirety of Highway 20 from Canton to Cumming and Forsyth, about 24 miles. The state-funded project will widen Highway 20 to six lanes, three lanes in each direction, with a 20-foot concrete raised median, including curb and gutter and 5-foot sidewalks near the interstate. The project also includes intersection improvements along Highway 20 at Old Doss Drive, Brook Park Drive, Key Drive, Big Oak Drive, Weaver Circle, and Scott Road.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do.
Well, Bobby, your dad is a real fireman. What do you think about that?
I'm a little surprised. You know, you always seem to make such a big deal about being a propane salesman.
Cherokee Fire and Emergency Services is eyeing the future as the department works to outline and begin initiatives it has set out in its five-year plan. Fire Chief Tim Prather recently outlined the department's goal for the next several years at the County Board of Commissioners work session Monday. A highlight of the department's 2020 through 2025 strategic plan is to increase staffing for the department to cut down on response times, improve service, and assist in furthering another of Cherokee Fire's goals, become an internationally accredited agency. 11 of the county's 23 staffed fire engines operate with three firefighters, and the goal is to increase that figure. The National Fire Protection Association recommends having four personnel on each engine, and the county's minimum is currently two firefighters to an engine. Additional firefighters can also help to improve Cherokee Fire's rating with the Insurance Services Organization, which grades and rates the department's service and influences home insurance rates. The top factor improving Cherokee's ISO rating, Class 2 on a ranking system of Class 1 to 10, with Class 1 being the top rating, is staffing. The ISO expects the first engine to arrive within 4 minutes from a call, with four firefighters and 18 personnel on the scene within 8 minutes. Increasing the county's number of fire stations is another goal within the strategic plan. The department aims to renovate some of these former volunteer stations. Also among the department's goals is to seek international accreditation with the Center for Public Safety Excellence through the Commission on Fire Accreditation International. An Atlanta man was indicted by a Cherokee County grand jury alleging that he broke into multiple cars last year to steal their contents, including two guns. 19-year-old Charvester Hollis is charged with entering 11 cars in February of 2020 to take items of value and taking two pistols from two of the cars, according to his indictment filed September 14th. Hollis's string of entering autos was in the Great Sky neighborhood in Canton. In addition to guns, he took cash, wallets with credit and debit cards, laptops, an iPad, an iPhone, and other items. He remains in custody at the Cherokee County Jail without bond.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.